Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is OmniTalk Retail. I'm Chris Walton.
And I'm Ann Mazinga.
And we are coming to you live once again from Shop Talk 2024 from the Meta and OmniTalk booth. Come on by, say hello, and thanks to Meta, where you can supercharge your business results with Reels, for helping us to make all our interviews from this show possible. And I always get excited when our guest is with us.
Yes.
Yes. Our guest and I go way back.
Way back.
We once met on a train in Minneapolis. It was like 2007,
yes.
I think, back in the day. Don't want to age either of us, but I just did.
Yeah, really.
So I am more than pleased to welcome Alicia LaBeouf, the head of industry and retail and e-commerce for Meta. Alicia, welcome
Thank
to
you
OmniTalk.
So much.
Great
Thank
to have
you, guys.
You.
It's good to be here.
Alicia, let's start with a little bit of your background. Tell us a little bit about maybe not that wonderful day when you met Chris on the train. Maybe not
it wasn't
that far
moment,
back. But tell us a little bit about kind of your journey to your existing role here.
Sure.
At
Meta. Yeah. So as Chris mentioned, I worked at Target for about 10 years in a variety of operational roles, from store operations to asset protection. I even ran stores for about 2 years.
That's right. I always forget that.
I ran stores. So I am a retailer at my core.
Yeah.
I miss my core retail days. So I did that for 10 years and then pivoted and came to Meta. And today in this seat, I'm the head of industry for retail, and I support some of our large big box retailers, grocers, and e-commerce companies. And it's all about growth. So yes, it is about advertising on our suite of apps and our platform, but it really is about how do we think about growth for their businesses, their ability to acquire new customers and retain new customers in sort of a social environment.
So meaning what? Like, what do you help them to do?
Yeah.
Like, what is your day-to-day conversations or job look like?
Yeah, so I help them think about how advertising in particular helps them grow profitability.
Okay.
So if you're a big box retailer and you might say, okay, well, this ad is cool. Well, how is that ad making sure that people come in the store or they convert online, right? Which is, of course, super important and top of mind for most retailers in this environment.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about, like, one of the ways that that's happening is with retail media networks. It's a big topic of conversation here. As I understand it, and you mentioned this, you're helping retailers understand the efficacy of their ads, both in-store and online.
Yeah.
Explain that, because Meta is typically what we associate with an online platform. So how are you helping them really get the data about how that's converting people into stores?
Sure. So I'll talk about it in two parts. The first part is we've been able to prove what we call the halo effect of advertising. So 82% of people that see ads on our platform, we can prove that they drive an in-store outcome, right? So that may be within 3 days, within 4 days, but we can prove that our platform is driving an in-store behavior, right?
Sure.
And so where we're focused really right now is on omni-channel suite of solutions. And I've heard that omni-channel is not a word anymore. I heard it's unified retail.
Unified commerce.
Unified commerce.
You don't want my thoughts on that. But
unified commerce. So that's just the ability that customers want to shop where they want to shop, when they want to shop, whether they're in a store or at home.
Right.
And they want to convert when they want to convert, right? So that's sort of our omni-channel suite. Now, since I've been at Meta over the last 3 years, this whole theme around retail media networks has evolved. And I think it's a really smart way. If you're a retailer, of course your first-party data and your customers are important, right? And you should think about how is this important attached to a platform like Meta. So yes, I know who my customers are, but I know my customers are also on Instagram. They're also on Facebook. They're also on WhatsApp.
Right.
So if I can power those two things together, I could be unstoppable, right?
Right.
And so through that, we are starting to build a suite of solutions for retail media networks because we also understand they want to be in the advertising business as well. They want to grow their remit. So it's been a journey for us, and I will say we're just starting.
Yeah.
This spring, we're launching a product that's called Advantage Plus Catalog Ads with Omni Product Level Reporting. Now, I know that's a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
But that's
break
the ability
down.
For
a sounds like a cool acronym.
It is.
Making,
it is. ACA PLR.
Yeah, right.
But that is the ability for an RMN to basically use Meta to go into our ads manager essentially and to basically use our audiences with their audiences and drive outcomes for their brand. So if you're a soap brand and you want to spend with, you know, Target, you can go in and say, all right, here's how we're going to use Meta as an off-site platform outside of Target.com, outside of a banner, whatever, and we're gonna attach our audiences and scale
so you
together.
Plug into the retailer's network to make that happen.
Which is so cool, because when you think about, I mean, Chris, we talked about this on the Fast Five not too long ago, but just the amount of data that you have about consumers where they're spending so much of their time, the social platforms that they're spending so much of their time now, more so than TV, like more so than anything else. And then you combine that with the data that the retailers have about their consumers. I mean, that is powerful when we're talking about retail media.
Well, and that's actually a great segue too, because I just learned that Reels, particularly when you talk about eyeballs and what people are watching, Reels are watched 3.5 billion times a day.
I think I watched that one reel on the plane that I showed you that I was laughing so hard I was crying. I think I've watched that four times in a row, maybe. Yeah. And then Mitt sent it to every single person that I know in my Instagram.
Oh, you do that too. I think my husband gets about 10 reels a day for me. So.
And does he do the same thing I did with Anna? I'm like, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yes.
Slap, knee slapper. All right, but seriously, so 3.5 billion views a day. That's intense, actually, when you stop and think about it. So, you know, former retailer, like you said, retail in the blood now at this point. How should retailers be thinking about Reels in particular and leveraging it to the fullest extent possible?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, 3.5 billion views a day, it is the growth engine, right? You think about short-form video and where people are spending their time and just getting eyeballs. So if I'm a retailer and I have an RMN, I'm absolutely pushing my brands to Reels, right? And we have a bunch of products, Performant Creative, et cetera, that push Reels. And so you should be thinking about that in your suite of products. It should be in addition to any advertising you're doing because it works.
Okay.
And we've proved that it works over and over again.
So that goes into the same theory that you said before in terms of being able to plug into the network.
Correct, right. And then who those Reels are served to, right? So if I'm a sneakerhead and I want sneakers, like if I'm going through you know, a sneaker brand or a retailer, I want to be my reel to be attributed to that audience.
Right.
So again, just being able to attach the audience and really, really target who you feel like your customer should be.
So said another way, quite honestly, if you're a retail media network and you're not thinking about how you're going to plug into Reels, given the volume of attention and eyeballs that are there, you're probably missing out.
Correct. Okay. You are missing out.
All right. You are missing
you
out.
Are missing
you
out.
Are missing out.
No two bones about it.
No.
Either,
that's
folks.
Right. No. Okay, well, Alicia, before we get you out of here, Any suggestions for the retailers as they're trying to develop their retail media strategy? You're going to talk to so many brands and retailers today, I imagine. But any quick thoughts as you think about the potential of Reels and you think about connecting the audiences that they should really be keeping top of
mind? So I'll talk to the brands. I think they should be seeing RMNs as incremental to their suite, right?
Because
a lot of times a brand will say, well, I already spend with Walmart, I already spend with Target, I already spend with Home Depot directly. Like, well, why do I need Meta? And so this is really about, or vice versa. They say, we already spend with Meta.
Right.
Why do we need to go through these retailers? But the packages are complex. So imagine if I'm a big retailer and I'm like, all right, if you spend through the RMN, then you also get the seasonal end cap. We'll also give you all these audiences. You'll get higher conversions.
Right? Yeah.
So it is incremental. And so I think if you're a brand, you have to start to think about, you know, which RMNs are important to you.
Correct.
And how you're going to think about your ad spend across just the platform and then what you get for it. So I would say, that's first and foremost. And then second, pay attention to Reels, AI. I know those are buzzwords that people are using today.
Yes.
But just consider how are these RMNs also doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
What are they promising you? What are the conversions they're promising you? All those things as they sort of go forward and use our platform to scale their businesses.
Yeah. How are they differentiating themselves?
Correct.
Just talk to Catherine Mazza of Red Media. Just what makes you different and
Correct.
Makes you worth making the investment.
Correct, especially in an environment where there's limited dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not CEOs are yes, we're going to throw all of our marketing, but you get more. It's no, there's trade-offs.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm a brand, I want to go to the most performant channel.
Yes.
So maybe brands should also ask, can you break out how Meta compares to Google and Pinterest and Snapchat and TikTok and all the things?
Yeah.
Shameless plug there. But, that's important, right? Because we don't have endless budget. So you want every dollar that comes in, you want to get that back tenfold. And so being able to really understand what that performance looks like is important.
And you don't have the time as a media buyer to sit and do all
you don't
that
have time.
For every single outlet yourself. So
correct.
Well, first of all, I love when our guests make me stop and just think about everything they've been saying. Like it's like a thunderbolt that hit me. So nice job on that. So I love having that. But we always also like to end our show whenever we have the time to get a little predictions from our guests.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the retail media landscape, do you have any predictions for how things will play out that the retailers or the CPG brand community could learn from?
Ooh, yeah. So a couple things, and I've been sort of bullish about saying this since I've been at Meta. I think that we're going to, and I think this is already happening with RMNs and retailers.
Yeah.
When you look at even how they're organized. So if you go on the websites for a lot of these companies, most marketing teams are not hiring a lot of people. Most RMNs are, right? And so internally,
yeah, right.
CEOs see RMNs as sort of a profit engine. They
right.
see marketing as an expense center.
Yes.
Right.
I think that trend is going to continue, and you're going to start to see merchants and marketers and RMN folks sort of create these hybrid models where they have to work closer together.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened back in the day when .com became a thing. It was like you had the in-store buyer, then you had the .com buyer. Ultimately, they became all one, right? And so I think there's a day where – like, we have to think about the full suite of how we're thinking about our media and our merchandising together.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've quite unlocked that. The other thing is I think, you know, all, like, RMNs are starting to realize and learn, but it's going to be third parties. So we've talked about the role of third parties for retail media. Some are going to say, this is great, but the juice is not worth the squeeze. Why are we doing this? Some are going to outsource it.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to start to see a lot of consolidation. Like, in the last 3 years, I think just about every retailer has created an RMN.
Yeah.
Is it worth
the
staff,
wondering
right?
if we were going to hear
that.
Yeah,
you got to get scale kind of
you
got to
get scale
way,
at
right?
some point. So it's the cool thing. It's sort of, you know, scaled initially. But I think eventually, as we started making trade-offs on resources, RMNs are going to decide what's in their best interest.
Oh, this is a great interview. So, like, I want to make sure.
I'm glad.
I wanna
it's
yeah, no, I want. It's good. It's
we
got
knew
good.
It was.
So
going
I want to make sure. It's great in a lot of ways, but I want to make sure that I heard what you said right. So then, the first part particularly, you got me thinking about it. So are you saying like the cost structure of running an RMN for the average retailer is not yet well understood, and therefore
Correct.
There's going to be people. Growing pains or things
Correct.
As people okay
and I mean
you
they're new
yeah.
to the ad business so
yeah.
if you think about the platforms that have been selling advertising for a while, the Metas and the Googles of the world, like these retailers are essentially starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, historically trained to buy have media sellers
right.
That has changed right. And so what I'm saying is I think the large ones will become much more sophisticated with the managed tools. The small ones may say, do we want to be in this business, and how, you know, what's the value that we're bringing back to the organization? So I think we'll see some of that as we sort of go forward. But I think the point around being connected closer to the merchant. So like you have the enterprise marketer who's doing brand and all that.
Right.
You have the RMN that's sort of thinking about their first party data. And then you have the merchant like who's calling what shot when and how are they creating this package where they can go to a brand and say, here's what we want
to
offer you holistically.
Right.
And I think those packages are, you know, being a former merchant, like when we start talking about they've already talked about holiday. So we start talking about, you know, spring for 2025.
Right.
What is the price we're going to put on that?
Yeah.
Right. And it ultimately comes down to how much do you value your customer and the price point you put on that. So I think a lot of exciting things, but I think the landscape is going to change just like it did when RMNs got on the scene a couple years ago.
Yeah, for sure. It's continue to evolve.
Yes.
Alicia, I want to talk to you for a lot longer, but I know you have to go. Thank you so much, Alicia LaBeouf, for joining us of Meta. Thanks again to Meta for making all of our Shop Talk coverage today possible. You can check us out all day long. We're going to have interview after interview after interview after interview. Thanks again to all of you who've been following along.
How many afters was that?
Multiple interviews.
Oh my God.
So
yes.
many. Well, I was counting in my head as I was saying the after, and again and again and again. Yes, we have a lot of content headed your way. So until next time.
Be careful out there.
Be careful.